Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, January 2nd, 2026. As we reported yesterday, the state legislature's public hearings and work sessions for proposed legislation resume next week. Picking up where we left off, here are a few more public hearings that may be of interest. You can see the full schedule at legislature.maine.gov. At 10:30 Tuesday morning, the Committee on Housing and Economic Development will hold public hearings for two bills, one of which, an act to require and encourage safe and interconnected transportation construction projects, would, if passed, add some new elements to transportation projects costing over $500,000, including consideration of and potentially addressing the safety of pedestrians, bicyclists, and other users not in a motor vehicle who use state roads. It would also require consultation with municipalities regarding speed limits and reduction of speed limits in high-risk areas. That's just my summary of their summary. You can read the full bill at the website I'll give you at the end of Around Town today. On Wednesday, the Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee will hold a round of public hearings starting at 1 p.m. One of the proposed bills they'll be taking comments on is LD 1671, an act to establish disclosure requirements regarding law enforcement officer credibility information. Reading from the summary, this bill requires that a law enforcement agency disclose to a prosecuting attorney's office when a law enforcement officer who is a potential witness in a criminal prosecution has engaged in certain specified conduct that calls into question the credibility of the officer as a witness, including but not limited to knowingly making untruthful statements of material facts, tampering with evidence, other dishonest acts or admissions of dishonesty, demonstrating patterns of bias against protected classes, and facts reflecting an officer's impaired ability to perceive or recall the truth of a matter. Law enforcement agencies must notify the law enforcement officer when disclosing the credibility information to a prosecuting attorney's office. End quote. It goes on from there to get into many more details, but that could be an interesting one to follow. And again, that public hearing is with a set of a couple of other bills. They'll start at 1 p.m. on Wednesday in the Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee. So to get more information details on all of these bills and see the full schedule, you can also find out how to send in your comments if you wish and how to stream the meetings online. All of those details are at legislature.maine.gov, but I will also put the direct links to the bills that I mentioned today on the archives at weru.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good weekend. I'll see you on Monday.